B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are you on fire?
How you doing, Stanky Leg?
I had to be towed in by another adult male.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Waldy, where you at?
5:15:75. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
I'm Joe Exotic, and today this is not going out to any kind of a presidential candidate or any politician. The purpose of this video today is to let you know who I am. First thing is, I am not cutting my hair. I'm not changing the way I dress. I refuse to wear a suit. I am gay. I've had two boyfriends most of my life. I currently got legally married. Thank God. It's finally legal in America. I've had some kinky sex. I have tried drugs through the younger years of my life. I am broke as shit. I have a judgment against me from some bitch down there in Florida, but I can tell you I paid a fine with the USDA, and that is nothing but a civil fine, ladies and gentlemen. It does not mean that I was accused or convicted of any kind of animal cruelty thing. I built one of the biggest facilities and the nicest facilities for exotic animals in this country as far as a private individual goes. I'm Joe Exotic. And don't forget, I am now stepping my foot in the ring to run for president. And this is all paid for by the committee of Joe Exotic Speaks for America. I'm broke as shit.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Dutcher and Rich radio program. We're in the Town Fair Tire Studios, 617-779-0985.
You know the reason I'm playing Joe Exotic?
Why is that?
Joe Exotic in the news yesterday.
Really?
Yep. He was a guy who we met several years ago when, of course, he was running for president. Since then, we've explored the reality show that he was trying to sell, which, by the way, looked like it was going to be the greatest reality show of all time. It was behind the scenes of the Tiger Sanctuary that this guy, who, from everything I know, doesn't seem to have any real, like, formal training or any reason to own all of these tigers.
Well, as often is the case.
just a dude in Florida.
Well, you heard about the guy that, like, had a tiger in his backyard and had all these pictures of him, you know, like laying with the tiger and holding the tiger. And sure enough, murdered by the tiger.
Yeah, it's a grizzly man situation.
Yeah, they are wild animals. They don't care for, they have bloodlust. They don't care for the human.
Well, every once in a while you hear that story about how someone will go to this small apartment in like New York City and there'll be like some massive alligator living there or you know, as you said, or like a panther. And you're like, how the hell did that get in this tiny apartment, you know, in the Upper West Side? However, Joe Exotic, you heard him there, he goes, there's some bitch suing me and don't know what they're talking about. There's no animal abuse. Well, I guess there was this woman that he always kept referencing in all these little videos that he would make who was trying to take him down. Well, he was just found guilty in a murder for hire plot that last year he was arrested for on all charges. He apparently tried to pay somebody $3,000 to kill that woman.
Well, listen, that's a pretty penny.
$3,000. I mean, why not?
To commit a felony life sentence, yes.
So he wound up being convicted on two counts. Apparently an FBI agent was able to bust this guy, Joe Exotic, whose real last name was Maldonado Passage, by posing as an undercover hitman. I bet it didn't take much to trick this guy, too. He probably just wore, like, cool sunglasses and a leather jacket.
You're Dude, saying I'm totally that Joe, Joe Exotic... who ran for whatever office and ran an underground animal sanctuary. You think that he might be easily fooled?
I just imagine a quote-unquote undercover hitman tricking him by dressing like Steve Brule when he tried to be the cool guy.
Yeah, and just pulling down his glasses. Go, you want me to murder
who? Totally an undercover hitman. I got my own pizza oven. He said, so apparently this guy said, yeah, I'll do it for $3,000. And then, of course, in court, against the judge's wishes, they said, you don't want to do this. Joe Exotic said, I'll defend myself, thank you. And, of course, everything just got blown to crap because he goes, I knew I was being duped. I just played along to gather information.
Yeah, well, Joe Exotic is the Matlock of the people now.
So they're saying that, you know, he said, well, I was playing along. And to that, they pulled up all of these videos that he has made that where he talked about this woman who was like trying to shut down his sanctuary, and it was Carol Baskin. And in one of them, he goes, you want to know why Carol Baskin never ever wants to see me face to face ever again? And then there's a doll, like a big like blow up dummy. It said Carol on it, and he shot it in the head with a revolver.
Wait, you mean to say that he had a blow up dummy of a woman? Seems highly unlikely.
Well, according to him, it would be more likely a man because he admits he is gay.
Well, he also has had problems with women. I would imagine that he's it's kind of you know, moves around. It's not a direct homosexuality. I think it's kind of fluid.
Yeah.
In what he has.
So I guess that PETA went and raided his farm, and it says PETA has already succeeded in getting 39 tigers. 39 tigers. How did this guy get 39 tigers in his backyard? 39 tigers, 3 bears, 2 baboons, and 2 chimpanzees out of his hands and into reputable sanctuaries. Quote, the world would be a safer place for all living beings with this man behind bars where he can no longer harm animals or the animal advocates he hanged in effigy. Yeah, I guess he like apparently was selling tiger cubs in the black market and like killed a couple of them when they were sick instead of trying to treat them.
Yeah, I'm questioning why you'd want a tiger cub, considering that they're eventually, without question, going to throw a fit.
Right, they're going to turn on you.
Oh, no, they're going to kill you. You can't have a tiger in your backyard and have it not throw a fit and kill you. Mm-hmm. That's just going to happen. They'll let you pet them. They'll do all these things. But if you ever, you never probably had a cat, Rich. I'm guessing you never had a cat.
I'm allergic to them, so no.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, occasionally you'll pet them and they want to bite and do these things.
Yeah.
Tiger does that. They're going to kill you. You see?
Right.
They're much larger. Now, they might be affectionate at some point, but they're going to kill you.
I found myself reading yesterday. There's too much tiger stuff. There was some article that came out, and it was a tell-all from one of the animal trainers for Siegfried and Roy, who was on stage when Roy got, like, tossed around like a rag doll. During
tragic.
The performance. Yeah. I mean,
absolutely tragic.
Well, I mean, it was like, you know, he tried to hit him over the head with a microphone, and I guess they were saying he was trying to pick him up and moving around like a tiger cub. But I guess that there's some massive cover-up in order to make everyone involved look good. I read, like, the first 2 paragraphs, and then I kind of got bored by it. But either way, a lot of tiger news right now.
Yeah, if you mess with these animals, they're going to kill you.
Yeah.
It's not something that it's going to happen.
Joe Murray, who's filling in for Walt today. Did you see the documentary Grizzly Man?
No, but I know what happened.
Okay.
I didn't see it, but I obviously...
It's oddly satisfying at the end.
It's one of the best documentaries I've ever seen. And it's about this very strange guy who's kind of a failed actor who would go to Alaska and kind of found his identity by being someone who would create all these videos of him getting really close to these grizzly bears. And of course, everyone's telling him not to do it. Like, there's a line you don't cross. You don't invade their territory. But yet he would come back with these amazing videos and he would like talk at schools and stuff. And nobody questioned, you know, what right do you have to do this? You're not a scientist. And so sure enough, he did this for like 15 years or so and then brought his girlfriend one time and got too close to the grizzly bears. And, of course, the grizzly bear comes and eats him alive and his girlfriend as well.
Yeah, completely murders him, and it's oddly satisfying.
Can't bring a girl around the grizzly. I mean, the grizzly bear loves the men. So if you bring a girl around, that's why the grizzly got upset.
No, I'm going to guess that the grizzly bear just is an animal and didn't really give a rat's ass about this guy.
She pissed off Mr. Chocolate, and you don't piss off Mr. Chocolate.
Or ladies bleed. Which makes the animals crazy.
Oh, my God. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Okay. They have the menstruation cycle.
Menstruation. It's like a soup. It's menestrone.
Well, same different. No, but the guy was, it's oddly satisfying. He thinks that he knows these bears, and then the bear kills him. And you go, good. Werner Herzog's there. He goes, dead man. He goes to the, and listen to the sound of him being murdered. The murder, it's too graphic to show here in the movie.
It's a great movie, though. I mean,
it's fantastic.
It's really well done.
One of the best documentaries made.
And the guy is, I mean, the guy is a really strange character. And he's like, he used to be like a server at medieval times. And because he was like this failed actor. And you kind of get into his psyche. And there's one point where he just loses it. He's on his own in the tent and he's filming it. And he finally just loses his mind because, you know, he believes his life's become this failure. But in the meanwhile, he's capturing some of the most unbelievable wilderness video and stuff that, you know, a lot of scientists can't get as close to these guys. So part of that part of it's interesting as well. And then how it ends is just, it's wild, dude. I mean, it's a really good film. Very well done.
Well, I think it's no secret. He gets mauled to death by a bear in his tent. And it's, again, oddly satisfying.
Second best documentary only to The King of Kong, A Fistful of Quarters, about the guy who's the best Donkey Kong player in America. That's the best. That's my favorite documentary. Film right at Fun Spot up the street in Weir's Beach.
Just right up the street. All right, Rich, what do we have?
Man, the Bruins, they are something else. We will get to them. And if you didn't stay up to watch that Red Sox game, they lost four in a row.
Yep. The Sale did all right, though, so you can feel better about it.
Well,
him.
There's some concerns about Sale. I mean,
yeah, but his motion that or his delivery that's completely whacked, and I don't understand how I'm sitting here with no major league experience or no experience outside of high school baseball, and I don't know why you give him a deal well into his 30s when his delivery is completely screwed. He throws across his body. Now, it's very effective because it's absolutely frightening if you're a left-handed batter. But the way he throws across his body. I have no idea how his arm's going to stay in any kind of shape. Anywho, we will get to all that in just a moment.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Toucher and Rich are back on TV.
I really didn't know that.
Twitch.tv. Follow the Sports Hub. Watch and react with 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
The Sports Hub. Rich, what is going on? The Bruins, a successful evening.
Oh, they are just something else.
Twist to the near circle. Coleman centers, and it's dribbled out in front. They score. Carson Coleman. His work pays off. That's karma. Kept off the near post. The puck bounces to him, and he stuffs it home. 6-2 Bruins.
So with only two games left in the regular season, we can now say that this Bruins team has surpassed any expectation we had back in October. Not only did the Bees clinch home ice in the first round last night by beating the Columbus Tortorellas 6-2, but we've seen career years and surprise seasons for a bunch of the players. And one guy who has been great for a while, however, got his first one of these last night.
And the Bruins exit. Over the line, right side. Here's Pastrnak. Tees it up. He scores! Pastrnak settled the puck, picked his spot, and fired a rocket inside the near post. 5-0 Bruins.
Marchand's going to get a helper. He moved the puck into the middle to Bergeron. Bergeron over to the right wing to David Pastrnak. Pastrnak's goal. Brad Marchand, first guy with 100 points quite a while here for the Bruins.
A 100-point season for Brad Marchand. He joins the likes of Johnny Busick, Phil Esposito, and Bobby Orr as only the 10th Bruin in history to record a 100-point season.
He's been healthy.
Yep, he has. What's even cooler is that the NHL Network had an audio feed of Marchand on the ice after he notched his record 100th point.
Said Brad Marchand. That is great.
And you know what's great about that, too, is that when they aired it, they didn't beep out the effing. It's because when you're Canadian and you're a hockey player, it just sounds like another word.
Right.
So
he got all mixed up in the soup.
I guess he did. Well, just awesome. But as great as Marchand has been lately, by the way, he told us Marchand. I'm hearing Marchand. I hear it both. And F it, I don't even know where to go with it. And we've asked him that before, and he's pronounced it two different ways.
Marchand is fine.
All right, so because Marchand's what I've always called him, and that's what, because we have audio of him saying it both ways.
It's fine.
But as great as Marchand has been this season, one guy whose story is becoming absolutely ridiculous is our own weekly guest.
2-on-1, Kuhlman right circle, out in front, DeBrusque fires, he scores! Jake DeBrusque, second of the night, a snipe inside the far post! The Bruins create off the odd man chance. Make it 4-0, Bruins.
Okay, even I'm a bit freaked out by the success of the TNR bump. Not one, but two goals last night for Jake DeBrusque. And as we were saying, every time DeBrusque is a guest on the show like he was yesterday, he lights it up the next time he's on the ice. But if you step back for a moment and look at what DeBrusque has really been able to pull off this season, it's pretty incredible. So even after missing 14 games with injuries this year, DeBrusque is the most productive second-year Bruin since Tyler Seguin in 2012. As a matter of fact, since the lockout in 95, only Seguin and Bergeron have scored more in their second year. And for as heralded as, remember when Seguin got here? I mean, this obviously a ton of hype, the number two draft pick.
Yeah.
For as heralded as he was, DeBrusque is only two goals shy of what Tyler did in year two. Wow. That's amazing. But even Jake DeBrusque knows why all of this is happening.
I didn't know how it went in the net. I just heard Cooley, you know, kind of shout, and I was like, oh my God, I don't know how it went in. Like, I'd have to see the replay, to be honest with you. I know that I think I just tried to get a shot, and it found its way in. So Toucher and Rich, that's all of them.
Yeah, okay, so there you go. Of course, he knows that we're the reason.
Yeah.
The dude just gets it. But if that wasn't enough, DeBrusque continued.
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of executing at the right times, and I'm getting some good looks from my line mates. They scored a goal today that was pretty similar to the one I scored against Detroit. It was a give and go, pretty similar, and similar finish. And the first one was Toucher and Rich, so thanks, boys. But yeah, so I've been getting some luck and some execution at the right times, I'd say, is probably.
You're seeing our bump, man. You guys are so superstitious.
Yep.
They are so superstitious.
They are.
That first goal, though, like, just popped up in the air.
Oh, it was hysterical.
That was luck.
Oh, sure.
It was the TNR bump. That's what it was exactly.
No, but it's so funny. These guys are so superstitious that he truly believes that if he does the show now, it has some magic potion. Well, like that these guys, like, if they're struggling, will, like, take a different route to the game.
Well, he said that. He's the one who said that because he, remember when he went through that massive slump? He wasn't on the show for a while. And then when we got him on, we were talking about his slump and we were saying, what are some things that you think, you know, you like to do if you're ever in one? He goes, sometimes I'll drive like on different roads in order to get to practice and maybe that'll get me out of it. And that's when we kind of joked. We said, well, I mean, it's been true. People who come on the show, they get this thing called the TNR bump where they end up playing well, or they get traded. It's either traded or they go off. And so he was like, okay. So every time we've had him on since then, including yesterday, we joked about it once again. He's like, oh yeah. Like, it's not a joke to him, it seems like.
No. I mean, it's magical thinking. If he comes on the show, mm-hmm. then, he does well.
Well, as for Marchand and his 100 points, here he is on his historic evening.
It's a pretty good feeling. I think it just shows how good of a team we have. I mean, the success that we've had as a group throughout the whole year, it just shows in the way guys are having a good season. So, it's a cool personal stat, but again, at the end of the day, I've said this before, it all goes towards the same goal, which is getting to the playoffs, and we're right there. So it just shows again how good of a group we have.
Now that they can rest, I've committed to these children to take them to the game on Saturday.
Will they really know the difference? I know the one.
No. What I'm saying is that I haven't gotten the final word on these tickets.
So you're saying just blowing it off?
No, I want to go, but okay. I think that it would be easier to get the tickets now
okay.
since there's nothing to play for.
Sure.
But I'm in a bit of a quandary because here we are on Wednesday and the game is on Saturday and the invitations have been sent out. So now I'm in
Okay. So everyone's planning on going and you still don't have tickets?
I was told that tickets were coming, but that was a few weeks ago.
Have you followed up?
I followed up and got no response. I'm going to have to follow up again today.
It looks like you have to follow up with your credit card.
Oh, no. First of all, I have no idea how I would get 8 tickets. And second of all, I'm not paying that.
What about 9th floor? I mean, because 9th floor, you can get up there for nothing.
I'm not going to take those kids to the 9th floor.
Well, like, I mean, they can't know the difference?
Yes. You can't see anything up there. Yeah, they're going to know the difference. And plus, I don't see those available on second-hand sites.
I think there are standing room only tickets that you can get for some events. I don't know if that's one of them.
I'm not taking them to standing room. I'd rather just not do it. Have them just stand around.
Sure.
Great party.
Just take them to Hockey Town. It's August. They won't know the difference.
Go to Kowloon.
That's right. Go to the Loon.
Be a great day.
Maybe I should take them to the Loon.
Sure.
I've never been there. I haven't been to August in 10 years.
My kid's birthday party was at the Loon. They had birthday dinner at the Loon.
With other kids?
Oh, yeah. It was like 7 or 8 kids.
Oh, yeah? You just said, hey, let's go Kowloon?
My son's always wanted to go. Like, and it's only the second time I've been there ever, I think.
Hey, little ones.
We kept Jason Stu away. We kept him away.
Come out to the car. Come out to the car and watch eyes pop out.
That's really disturbing.
Well,
so, okay,
life ain't no cupcake, baby.
It is not. So
it's reverse grizzly man.
What?
It's reverse grizzly man.
A bear brings a human back to life?
No, a bear kills a human in Grizzly Man. In my world, man kills beast.
Okay, Jay Stu. That sounds not like a
these kittens
enjoyable.
Don't stand a chance.
They don't. So with the Leafs losing to Carolina last night, the Bees secure home ice for round one. Yes, Jay Stu. What do you got going on?
The floor is lava.
Yeah.
The kittens are the only safe place to put your feet. Floor is lava.
Meow.
Crush.
Yeah, I don't know why standing on a cat would be a smart
thing
to do.
It's a game, jackass.
Meow, 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 meow,
it's for craps and giggles.
It's just called Step on the Cat?
You never played Floor is Lava?
Sure, but...
You open a box of kittens.
See, I've never viewed it involving...
They can't run so fast.
Yeah, they aren't very fast yet.
Crunch.
Okay, that's not the sound I want to hear. So, Bruins are...
You break their bones.
It does.
With your body weight.
Mm-hmm. It's probably not an enjoyable thing. So, the Bruins in a meaningless game...
Says you, hippie.
I guess so. We'll take on the Wild in Minnesota tomorrow night. You can hear the puck drop right here at 98.5 This Morning.
Nothing like taming a wild beast.
That's right. The game will be meaningless.
Yep.
Much like the lives of those cats, I guess.
Sometimes you gotta get your belt. Sometimes you gotta get your belt and strangle.
James Stewart. I don't think that's anything I would recommend.
Feed him to the snake.
There's a snake now.
Survival of the fittest.
Okay, I guess so. Thank you, Jay Stewart. We
appreciate
it.
Pop go the eyeballs.
That's not how the song goes.
Blood everywhere.
Yep, I'm sure there would be.
Sweet, hot, salty blood.
Okay, thank you, Jay Stewart. Would you like to throw it to the headlines, Jay Stu?
Hey, this just in, your days are numbered. All right, yes, we will get the headlines here as Joe Murray, because should we wake up Wallach today?
Yeah.
Just wake up Wallach after the break. He's in the Eastern time zone. He should be up anyway.
Sure.
All right, we'll wake up Wallach after this.
The games
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Listen, listen, watch, watch, react in real time. Toucher and Richer on Twitch.tv. Just follow the Sports Hub. Sports Hub.
All right, Dan, can you call Wallach, please? Don't have birds, Ryan. Okay, have him hang up, because that's not how the bit goes. We have to call Wallach, because what's going to happen is he's going to call and wait for him to answer. Yeah, but I don't want him to build him a hold. I want to
hear the phone. No, we need the ring.
All right, I probably have his number.
Yeah, as soon as I'm done dialing, I put it on hold, then I put it on the air.
Okay.
Okay. You do it.
Wake up, Wally.
Oh, hang on, Mike.
La, 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 la.
Hey, stop. Stop.
Well, he's trying to call him.
I know, but we gotta wait 1 second. certain things that have to be triggered here.
Wake up, Wally.
It needs to ring.
Now, will you like star 6-7 or whatever that is?
Sleepy Eagle.
Yeah. We need to hear it ring. That's the only thing. You don't go like, hey, can we put this on the air? You just call them.
But there's a very important element that is missing before you call him.
All right, is it ringing?
Oh, okay.
Can I put him on the air?
No. Told you not to call him. Wait.
Wait. All right. Everyone's confused. All right. All right. Everyone's confused. Okay. We have to wait.
Okay. All right.
All right. When do we call him?
It takes forever for this stuff to get in the system. All right. I think we are...
The bird noises?
Yes. We got to make sure he's got his family member on the other end.
All right, so what we need is...
Okay, we're good.
Okay, now, Dan, if you could call and put it on hold immediately so I can pick it up while it rings.
Eyebrows.
Okay, there we go. All right. That was the... Okay, we got two calls going, and Bert is attempting to do this. Interesting from Bird. Bird. Again.
Bird factor.
What's Bird doing? Interesting. Okay, now every line. Every line is on hold.
Bird, like, it's every line on hold.
Dude, sometimes it just isn't funny. Just, what? What? Just do it, Bird. Call the phone. My God, it's not even funny.
John, I can't get to my phone right now, but if you leave your name and number at the sound of the tone, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
let's hang up and try again.
Wake up, Wallace.
Game's at like 7.
Yeah.
Hi, it's John. I can't get to my phone right now, but if you leave your name and number at the sound of the tone, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Let's try one more time. Wake up, Wallach. Wake up, Wallach. Ah! Ah! One more time.
Can't get to my phone right now, but if you leave your name and number at the sound of the tone, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Captain.
Okay, all right.
All right. Well,
after the break, we'll have to try again. We'll have to try again until we get him up. He's probably worried. I wonder if he's got one of those, like...
Knows it's us and he's being a silly goose.
Like voicemail to text type situations. Maybe he's looking down and goes, my family's in trouble.
Or maybe he's looking down and he's like, what's that owl? Trouble where? All right.
Gap tooth.
I just snorted. All right. We have to wake him up at some point. All right, we will be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Kutcher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Kutcher and Rich. And that rascal, Wallach, will just not answer his phone. So we have to take some time here and move on to more important.
Let's talk about America's team, shall we?
Let's do that.
The good news is starting pitching technically did their job. The bad news, no one on offense did.
High fly ball right center on the move. Laureano back to the track, back to the wall. It is high off the wall.
for two. Takes the turn. He's on his way to third. Here's the throw. He dives in. He's
in. Oh, my God.
Cut down at third base.
You got to be kidding me. Look at this throw. It ran out of gas at the end, but he was throwing it from like 350 feet. Bogey's trying to get three. I said, no problem. He throws it all away. One hop. He's out. I don't know.
You have to be kidding me is right. Xander Bogaerts gets thrown out trying to sneak a triple the exact same way he did the night before. Sox dropped their fourth in a row, one zip against Oakland. And despite a decent stat line, concern is growing for Chris Sale.
There's a bullet deep to left. Benintendi racing back, turning. Oh. And that ball gets out of here. Home run for Chapman. That was a laser to make it 1-0. You know, the home runs are staggering, really.
Oh. Talk about getting out of the ballpark in a hurry. You wish you were in Fenway Park. It would have been off the boards, huh?
For a single.
Oh, please.
By the way, Eckersley's fantastic. How he just can't contain it. Over the last, like, several games, he's disgust. He's like, you got to be kidding me.
Well, he's in Oaktown.
Well, I mean, they're in front of the Dennis Eckersley terminal yesterday. Isn't that what it was? One of the entrances?
Yeah, and he's sitting there, and he's pouring one out for Tupac. He's hanging out with Too Short.
How can someone so tan have a mustache so white? Like, it's just the juxtaposition. And, like, even his mustache has feathers.
No, his mustache is naturally brown. But, you know, Boog Shug.
Well, I mean, it definitely
No, he is sober. I know that.
Well, Sale faced... Okay, so Chris Sale technically did a good job. I mean, but however, he faced only four batters in a scoreless first inning, but according to the Herald, his fastballs were clocked at the following velocities. 88, 88, 88, 88, 91, 89, 89, 90, and 91 miles per hour. So Chris Sale threw 29 total fastballs last night, averaging 89.3 miles per hour, the lowest average of his career. His previous low was back in 2012 when it was 89.8, but the velocity on his fastball continues to dip at a pretty alarming rate.
Yeah, he's going to, and I don't buy that these power pitchers can add on 8 miles an hour to a fastball throughout the season, that they just come in that throwing that slow. I watched enough baseball this year to see that guys are bringing it like they normally do. And so he's going to have to figure out another way, to be effective, because
he's just not striking anybody out.
Yep.
Like that's what he did. I mean, obviously you can get people out on the changeup and the slider, but one strikeout last night, and if he can't throw 90 miles per hour, I mean, I don't think he can. You know, I always bring up Greg Maddux. The guy transformed his career and could throw junk balls and get by. I don't know if Sale could do this with the way that he does pitch, but you know, if you can't get strikeouts, he's not going to be successful. If you can't throw over 90, then I think there is problems for Chris Sale.
Well, yeah, because half of it is intimidation. Half of it is how he comes at you. Like, if you're a left-handed hitter and he dips his arm down and then he throws you a slider, I mean, it looks like it's going to nail you. I mean, I don't care if you've been in the league for 10 years. That's frightening. And if there's no velocity on his fastball, that takes away a lot of that fear. So, it's not an ideal situation.
Well, neither is their record right now because they fall to 1-5. This is their fourth straight loss, which I don't believe. No, they did not. They did not have a four-game losing streak all of last year. So,
well, the Bogaerts thing pissed me off last night. The guy thought he hit it out of the park. The guy in right field just threw him out the night before.
Yeah.
Lollygags down the first baseline, stumbles around second base,
yeah,
and all of a sudden goes into third. I know they reviewed it. It was close. But, like, you can't get thrown out or make that out in the ninth inning. Little League stuff. Right, Fred? Like, Little League stuff. You can't make it out at third base in the ninth inning.
No.
And that's what happened.
And there's power arms in that Oakland outfield because two nights ago, oh, my Lord. That was center field two nights ago, and that was a bullet. I mean, an absolute bullet that got Bogaerts out. So you might have learned your lesson.
Well, the good news is that, he got thrown out in front of only about 15 people that were in the stands yesterday. I'm not kidding you. I was when they went to the game after the Bruins last night, they showed the stadium. I'm like, oh, is it a rain out or something? Is, you know, everyone somewhere dry where they're not getting and then I'm like, oh, no, that's the actual crowd. I bet the paid attendance, which is always inflated, I bet it was 5,000 yesterday. And I guarantee you, just the people who are sitting there in the stands, there couldn't have been more than like 3,000.
Paid attendance, 12,721.
That is a lie. That is a lie. Anyone with eyes saw that there's nowhere near anywhere that amount of people.
Well, it's obvious that people from Boston are not moving to Oakland, so they can be annoying. Annoying there.
Best part of last night's game, 2 hours and 42 minutes.
That's what I think I'm talking about.
I think I could do that.
Well, you stay up till 1?
I actually did watch the end of the game last night.
You did?
I did.
Oh, man, it's a Wallach special.
But no, Joe Murray, did you have money on it?
I did not, no.
Baseball's not a fun game to bet on, is
playoffs,
it?
Playoffs, that's it.
That's it? Yeah. That doesn't seem like a very... It's not a sport that has... I don't know, it just seems like it's too weird to bet on.
I know guys that almost only bet on baseball.
Really?
Because they bet on pitching matchups.
Yeah. Or dogs is the way to go because you pay no juice.
I had a guy that I knew it didn't work out for him, but he bet every dog in every game and tried to make his money that way, and then it did not work out in the long run. But his strategy was to bet every dog. And I was briefly an intern for him, and I had to take a wrinkled piece of paper and keep him informed about what was going on.
That's great.
On Saturday afternoons.
If you go with Francesco's model, though, you got to look for the teams that have lost three in a row and then bet on them again to lose. Hey, I don't know if you heard this the other day, but he's trying to give betting advice on how to, you know, look for losers and winners and streaks. And it's like, all right, Mike, thanks.
You listen to him when he goes to Saratoga. And, you know, it gets his ponies running. All right, Rich. Well, I'll tell you this, is that I have lived in Brookline. It was miserable. It was the worst year of my life here in Boston. And, you know, they've just introduced these electric scooters. I have no idea why. They have 20 of them. I don't know what's... 200
Is it only 20? Yeah, I was about to say, I think it's a ton.
Which I don't know why or how or what's going on. I don't understand for insurance purposes how this is possible. I don't understand what it's supposed to do to improve the quality of life in Brookline. But nonetheless, you go out to Brookline and you ask people questions about what's going on, and you're going to get a bunch of really angry people. We'll explore that. No commercials here, just the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Smartphone app plus 15 cents per minute for the ride.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. We talked about this yesterday. There are these electric scooters. They had them in Atlanta. They're in other cities. I have no idea why they're around. I guess they're in California.
I mean, it was the launch of it, where they had all the people in like the city council, like show the news was there, all the cameras were rolling, and within just minutes, kaboom! Here come the ambulances. Every news story they had about these scooters had the shot of like the three ambulances and the gurney picking one of the people up and taking them into the back of a truck and heading off. And I can't think of a town that would universally reject this more than Brookline. Because what do we know about Brookline?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.